the shadow in the library. Good morning, honorable judges, teachers, and friends. Today, I'm going to tell you a story. The title of my story is The Shadow in the Library. It was a rainy Friday afternoon. The school was empty, but Mia stayed behind to find a book for her history project. Drip, 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 the rain tapped on the windows. The library was so quiet that Mia could hear her own heartbeat. Suddenly, bang! A heavy book fell from the highest shelf. Mia gasped. "Who's there?" No one answered. But from the corner of her eye, she saw a shadow move between the shelves. Mia wanted to run, but her feet felt frozen. She took a deep breath and said, "If there's someone here, show yourself." Slowly, a small, glowing figure stepped out. It was not a person. It was an elf, holding an old, dusty magic paper. "Don't be afraid," said the elf softly. "This library is in danger. If you don't save it, all the books will turn to dust by midnight." Mia was shocked. "How can I save it?" "You must place this magic paper on the shiny table in the secret reading room before the last stroke of 12. Mia grabbed the magic paper and ran. The lights flickered. The clock ticked louder and louder. Tick, tock, tick, tock. Finally, she found the shiny table. But just as she was about to put the magic paper down, a strong wind blew the windows open. Whoosh! The magic paper flew into the air. "No!" Mia shouted. She jumped and caught it just in time. With shaking hands, she placed it on the magic table. The library glowed with warm, golden light. The elf smiled. "You saved the library. Thank you, Mia." In a second, the elf disappeared. The rain stopped. Everything was quiet again. Mia looked around and whispered, "That was the most exciting homework ever." The end.